You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I'm trying to remember how this all played out the other day because we were having some laughs about it on the show. I believe my wife walked into our daughter's bedroom. No. Here's how it
was.
It was the bathroom.
Pens.
Yes, walked into the bathroom and little Lila was washing her hands in the sink and she had marker everywhere all over her hands and everything. And Nicole said, "Where'd all that marker come from? You weren't coloring in your room, were you?" And she said, "Oh, no. This happened during school." And Nicole's like, "Really? Because I've already given you a shower tonight, and we cleaned you up, and we even clipped your nails, and I didn't see any of this on your hands."
Uh-oh.
And little Lila started crying because she was caught in a lie. And just so you all know, we're not being mean. She can color all she wants, but we have a very strict no marker on the carpet rule.
As you should.
As we should, because it's new carpet. So we don't want her coloring with markers on the carpet. And she was caught doing that. So the texts were flying back and forth regarding punishment and if our little six-year-old should be grounded. And what does that grounding look like for a six-year-old? And I think we settled on a couple days of no screens. That's kind of, you know, the thing that stings the most now for kids, I think. You take her little tablet away, you know. So
will she still get to play with the markers, though?
She can still have markers, but she can't have her little tablet, so she can't watch her YouTube Kids or whatever garbage she's watching on there, which is fine.
You taking her cigarettes away from her?
Let's make it 4 days. Yeah, no more knives and cigarettes either. But it kind of led us talking about grounding off the air, and I posted a thing on Facebook 7 years ago, believe it or not, that said, "Why are your kids grounded right now?" I'm like, we got to bring that back. We got to talk about that. Did you ever ground your kid, Dom?
Oh, yeah.
Constantly, huh? Do you remember, like, what you ground him from back in the day? Probably, like, Nintendo, right?
Definitely Nintendo, because he was hooked on it for all. And he had to get grounded from it occasionally just because he was a very sore loser with his video games.
Oh, okay.
He would lose his mind.
He's a controller thrower, right?
I don't remember him throwing it, but he would throw a fit over his video games. I was like, dude, you are taking this way too seriously.
It's just Zelda, buddy.
Right. So I definitely remember taking that away from him. And the stuff, you know, as he got a little bit older, of going places with his friends. Like, no.
Yeah, that's
big. You got
big.
A couple of more days of, you know, KP, man. You're on kitchen patrol. You're not you're not going
you're
out
on
with friends.
Dish patrol. Couple coming in already this morning. Wendy says her high school senior is grounded. Can you ground a high school senior? That seems a little old.
Just sneak out the window.
She just says she thinks she knows it all, so she's grounded. I don't know what happened there. And then Melissa already has chimed in. She says her 14-year-old is grounded from her phone and Xbox until she gets her F in English up to a C. So bad grades equal grounding in her family. I posted on Facebook. If anyone else wants to chime in, we'd love to read some of these on the air. We'll also take your calls today. Why are your kids grounded? We want to know. And then what they're grounded from, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are you taking
Give
away?
Us all the deets. We want the deets.
We're nosy.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649-A. What did they do? B, what are you doing?
Yes.
Those are the two things we need to know. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. This would be one of those kind of segments on the show where when you call in and you talk about it, you're providing emotional support for the other parents who are going through the exact same.
Right. We're all kind of in this together.
Yeah, because sometimes it's easy to think at times, and I do remember these days, that you're sitting there pulling your hair out and you're thinking, why is every other kid on the planet a perfect child and I have to put up with blank? And so you need to be reminded every once in a while that every parent goes through what you're dealing with, because at the time you think it's just you, it's like, oh, why do I have to have this problem child? They're all problem children.
Yeah, they're all a pain.
And guess what? You were too when you were growing up. So
right.
First, we're talking about grounding your kids. Why is your kid grounded right now? Or what did they do last time that got them grounded? And what does grounding look like today anyway? Like, how are parents dealing with it? What is the punishment? So let's go to the phones, and we'll start with Jillian. Jillian, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Good. So what's your process?
So I have a soon-to-be 14-year-old, and I have a 5-year-old at home. And generally what they're getting in trouble for is not being nice to each other. I mean, they're brothers.
Yeah.
But we start out with time out for a minute for every year they're old.
So you get 14 minutes of time out.
14 minutes good. Of time out.
What does that consist of? Like standing in a corner, or how does time out work? Where do they go? What do they do?
They have to go to a wall and not engage in anything for that time period.
Mm. Does that work for the 14-year-old?
He does it.
Really?
Because he also understands that he's supposed to be a role model for his brother. So if I'm going to sit there and send his brother to time out and he's getting time out, he's going to have to suffer the same thing, because otherwise he's influencing his brother negatively. Yeah.
We did time out for a little bit, you know, when the kids were really young. We had the chair and we had a perfect corner. It was the perfect timeout corner.
Yeah.
And I can remember Reed being like 3 or 4 and putting me in timeout. I had done something or whatever. Nicole was yelling at me. He's, "You're in timeout." And there's a picture of me somewhere sitting in the little kid's chair in the corner.
Perfect.
It's kind of cute, right?
Pouting.
Cute.
Jillian, thank you for the call. My son tells me to this day that when I made him stand in the corner, it was like one of the worst things in his life.
Put your nose on the wall type
thing.
He
absolutely hated that. What do we got coming in through Facebook?
Quite a few observations. I've got 4 here. A couple of them are pretty quick. Tracy first wants to say, shouldn't Lila, my little Lila, be grounded twice because she did 2 things wrong? One, she should be grounded because of the markers. She was using markers on the carpet. And 2, she should be grounded again, because then she lied about the markers.
That's a fair point.
She needs a consequence for each.
Got it.
Now we're piling on. Teresa says in her house, she takes all the devices away, makes them play outside. Every time they sass her, she says, I add a day of grounding. The longest we've gone is 1 week, and then they finally stop sassing. So that's what's going on in her house.
How funny that you, quote, sassing. Make them play outside.
I know, like, that's punishment. You got to go outside now.
That's
isn't
all
that funny?
We could ever wait to do.
We got
punished by not being able to go out and play.
Exactly. It's totally flip-flop now.
It's funny.
Lori says, I wish somebody would ground me. I'm with you, Lori.
Yes.
Go to your room. Okay. And then real quick, Ron says, my kid is grounded right now for taking the toothpaste tube and squeezing it all out in the bathroom sink. He said, then the big dummy didn't even bother trying to rinse it down. He just left a pile of toothpaste goop. No screens for 3 days. It's going on in Ron's house for
That's
wasting
kind of
toothpaste.
Funny. Hattie wrote in. I like the name Hattie. I haven't heard that in a long time. She goes, we grounded our daughter, who is 16, from doing any social media for 2 weeks, and that is a great incentive, because if she can't get on TikTok, it's like her life is over.
No joke.
That's for reals. That's for the reals.
That's like for real.
And then Amy's made me laugh. She goes, our son is 8. He was intentionally leaving his sister's hamster cage open. At first, we thought she was screwing up. She swore she closed the door, but then we caught him doing it. He's grounded from his YouTube videos and video games.
Poor little hamster. It's all fun until he's down in the air vents, huh?